All right, it is Monday morning. Beautiful day out there. Lots of sunshine. Going to be a nice day. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This is a big day in Marysville because they're reopening City Hall. The city manager of Marysville on the line with us right now, Randy Fernandez. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, it's been quite an interesting few months, hasn't it?
to say the least, sure.
But now you're getting things back reopened. What are some changes? How is City Hall going to be different now?
Well, I think not only our City Hall, but others, we are requiring or at least asking the public when they come in the doors to please wear a face mask or some type of protective covering. If they don't have one, one will be provided for them. We put up plexiglass in front of our employees to distance themselves from our clients, our residents. We put, you know, just like everybody else, 6 feet apart, X's on the floor at City Hall so that they know where to stand and to keep their distance. You know, again, safety is our number one priority until there's a vaccine or a cure or something that will solve this problem, which, you know, might take another year or so. You know, we're just, you know, we want the safety of our employees, but we also want the safety of our residents and non-residents that, you know, that come into our building. So, you know, this morning I took my temperature, 96.9. There's a form with 7 questions I have to fill out. Myself and my team of 62 employees in the city are all doing that, so that's different. This morning at 8 o'clock, we're taking pavilion rentals at the rec center. And, you know, again, that's a lot of people come and line up early for that. And since we're only still allowed 10 people in the building, you know, we're still doing that through, I'll call it a drive-through service, where, mm-hmm. you know, we've got a window open and the residents will stay outside and they'll register, you know, from being outside where you can have 100 people, you know, per the governor. So we developed a COVID plan, which is going to council tonight. And, you know, it's kind of a living document because, you know, who knows what's going to change. So we're prepared as best as we can be. You know, we're making every effort to comply with the governor's orders, and we'll take it day by day.
It's amazing how we've all adapted and found out what we can do remotely. I mean, as you and everybody at City Hall has had to do, basically working remotely for the last 3 months. And it's going to be nice to get things back to at least whatever this new normal is.
Yes, you know, before this, I knew people that worked from home. I can't subscribe to that. I didn't do well with that. I came in quite a bit. My finance director, Mike Booth, came in quite a bit. You know, all of us came in when we had, you know, something that we knew had to get done, like, you know, payroll or set up for a meeting. But, you know, when we came in, there was usually just one of us or no more than two of us in the office at a time. So now there's, you know, everybody's back today. We only have 7 employees at our City Hall. So my assistant and I are on one side, the west side of the building, and the finance department and clerk are on the east side of the building. So, you know, we're spread out pretty good. You know, council's had a few meetings where we've had to spread out around the building where they all can't sit up at the credenza up top because, again, due to social distancing. But, you know, we'll adapt. We're an adapting society. Sometimes change is good, change is hard, but you learn to adapt. And, you know, even with restaurants being open today, I don't plan on being one of the first ones there, but I'm glad that small businesses are opening up. We've supported, you know, all our small businesses here and elsewhere, you know, by especially restaurants, by doing a takeout. And, you know, I've had a granddaughter, my first grandchild born during this. And, you know, she's going to be in a far different society than,
yeah,
then when you and I were raised with possibly people wearing masks and social distancing, and when she goes to school, probably less class, you know, smaller class sizes, which I guess is a good thing. But things are changing, as you know.
No, it's a new world. And yet a lot of the projects that you had planned are moving forward, including work on the soccer field, the SC4 soccer field. That seems to be progressing.
Well, a lot of our projects, thankfully, you know, the governor, again, I don't mean to sound this, you know, we were all shut down there for, I will say, at least 6 or 7 weeks of the 12 weeks. I think most of us have been off. And finally, when that opened up, boom, we hit the ground running. The soccer field at the college is a great partnership. It's really taken off. I was down in Morton Park yesterday looking at it. In fact, I probably look at it almost every day, at least driving by. You know, again, there's going to be a college-sized soccer field with a four-lane track around it. The college is also putting in a youth 8 and under regular-size soccer field there. There will be a couple of pavilions built, grandstands, a lot of amenities. We're looking forward to the college in the future here. Now that we're opening up to come and give an update, you know, on the project. But we've got projects left over from, you know, our fiscal year ends this month, and we had a lot of projects that we weren't able to get to, you know, in April or May. And you know, we're back now. Body Construction is working full tilt on 4th Street and 6th Street. We're looking to repave the rest of Marysville Park going through there. We just finished up last week. You know, we spent about $400,000 a year or so ago in the old rec center, the old fire hall. But it had an echo sound whenever we would get a large group. So mayor and council wanted that done, and we finished that up last week. So we're trying to finish up as many projects out of fiscal year now ending June 30th, because, as you know, the state of Michigan is $3 billion, I believe, $2 to $3 billion in the hole.
Yeah,
that does not bode well, possibly, for revenue sharing and Act 51 road money to local communities. So we are bracing for that effect in the new fiscal year. We just had our budgets approved by Mayor Pyden and Council a couple weeks ago, and we think there's going to be a 20, 25, 30% cut from the state, but it could be more. And we're going to plan another budget session in October or November and take stock of what happened June 30th of this budget year, and then also what has transpired in the first quarter of the next fiscal year budget. So that's very concerning, but we'll do what we have to do to get through. I'm very proud, the mayor and council, we did not furlough or lay off any one of our 62 employees during the early stages of the pandemic. They were all ready and available to come in when we needed them to come in, and we did make calls for them to come in. And we all hung together as a team through this, and that's how we're going to get through it. Not as individuals, but as a team, as not one city, but as a county region. And it may look a little different, but we will survive, and we will be stronger because of it.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Randy, I got to wish you a happy anniversary as well. 7 years and 2 days as the city manager in Marysville.
Yes. It means a lot. It really does. Council reached out to me on Saturday. You know, who would have thought? It definitely was a dream of mine to be a city manager. I didn't know where. I just knew that someone would give me the opportunity, and Mayor Damon, former Mayor Damon, and that council did 7 years ago. You know, I'd worked in, as you know, 6, 7, 8 different positions with the city of Port Huron, and I'd worked in the private sector. And I think I was, you know, I've got close to 35 years now in local government. So, you know, I was well versed in different things, just looking for an opportunity, and it came. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
Well, congratulations on that anniversary, and I'll wish you an early happy birthday as well. That comes up next week, doesn't it?
Yeah, on the 16th, and the governor gave me a present because I can get a haircut, I think, the day before, hopefully, or the day of. So who would have thought on my 64th birthday that the number one thing on my birthday list was to get a haircut? But that's what society has done. So
yeah, well, good luck with that. I always appreciate your time, Randy. Glad that City Hall is getting back opened up, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, and I hope the next time you interview me or anyone else from the city of Marysville can be back in the confines of your studio.
I hope so, too. Look forward to getting back there. Definitely. Randy, pleasure.
Thank you,
take care.